Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is technically Daf Samach Dalid Amud Aleph. We are in our sixth Shir, however, on Mishnah Sofrim, and we'll actually be learning today the letters Chaf, Chaf Sofis, and Lamed, which can be found in the Mishnah Berurah on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And then we'll have our fourth Shir of Chazara on Hilchos Tefillin. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that the Tzura of the letter Chaf, a regular Chaf, is that it must be rounded on both sides, the top and the bottom on the right side. And it shouldn't look like the letter Beis, obviously. That's critical. And it has to be as well rounded on both the inner and outer aspect. And the middle part, the empty space surrounded by the letter Chaf, has to be a certain width as well, that the top and the bottom aren't too close to each other. And the top and the bottom extending towards the left of the letter should both end at approximately the same place. They should be shoven. One should also be very careful that you shouldn't have it too short. Otherwise, it will easily look like the letter Nun Kifufa, like a regular letter Nun, and a young child won't be able to recognize the difference between it, and then you'll have a problem of having not written the letters Kisidron. The Chav Sofis, called the Chav Pshuta, has to have the leg extending down long, and the top part has to be very short. Otherwise, it's going to look like a resh. If you don't have a long, long leg down, it's going to very, very much look like a letter resh, especially if the top part is too long as well. However, one has to be careful not to make the top part too short, because otherwise, it's going to look like a vav that's just a little bit long, or like a nun pshuta, like a nun sofis, and that would also be obviously no good. Therefore, one has to be very careful in writing the letter chav sofis. When it's at the end of a line, you have to be very careful that you aren't leaving too much space there at the end of the line that you're now filling in with the top part of the chaf sofis that will now look like a resh. He cautions, Ma'ot zarech hasofer li zor al kolponim lechatchila. One has to be very, very careful, at least lechatchila, she'ayorech kiflayim in hagag, that the leg length should be a distance of twice from the top. He says you do this to have the length of the leg longer, so in case it gets bent, it will actually be looking then like a kaf kufa, like a regular chaf, not a chaf sofis. And that's not the end of the world if the chaf sofis turns into looking like a chaf. However, he points out that there are those to the machmer and apostle, even this bid the evit. And then he says, the chayin kol apshutus, all the sofis letters, they have to be long enough over here, much longer, twice the size of the rooftop on them, for this very same reason. However, b'di'evit, im nimtza b'sefer Torah, shehim shechagag shel chav sofis, ad sh'nira k'resh, if the top part of the chav sofis is extended outward towards the left, if it's at all possible, you can still extend the leg downwards, and then the proportions that we talked about, at least the leg is twice as long as the rooftop, so then it would be good b'di'evit. If not, then you have a lot of problems, and the Chafetz Chaim goes through some of the steps that would possibly be able to be taken to make it kosher. Then he brings down the tzur of the letter Lamed. The Lamed, he says, tzorich liot savara aruch kivav. The top part of the Lamed, the part that usually extends above the line, that has to be as long as the letter Vav in comparison to all the other letters that you're writing. And the top of the Vav is curved on the right, but it's square all the way on the left. And in fact, if you look at a lamed, a lamed is composed really of a chaf, that is a middle chaf, a chaf kefufa, a regular letter chaf, and on top of it you have a vav. And therefore, mehai taima, the Chafetz Chaim brings down, you have to be careful that the yerecha agula me'acharel litzad yomin. The bottom part of the lamed, which is a chaf, has to be curved on its outer right side and bent around so it looks like really the letter chaf. He then brings down a machlokis as to whether the two curved sides of the chaf inside this lamed have to end at the same exact point. Yesh omrim detzorich, some say that it has to. However, halacha lemaisi says that we paskin that the top part is longer and the bottom part is not going to extend all the way to the edge where the top part of the lamed is. And nagu asofrim kideazu, this is the way we paskin. Where the vav connects to the top of the chaf, that has to be square, not circular. And on the top of the letter Vav, the top of the Lamed, the Vav of the Lamed, you have to have Tagin. They're Beis Tagin. On the right side, you have a larger one, and on the left side, top of the letter Lamed, the top of the Vav of the letter Lamed, you have a smaller little Tag. And this is all Lechatrila. But if you don't have this, it is okay, but one should certainly try to make sure that the length of this Vav is longer than a Yod, because some possible this B'dievet if it's that short. The Chafetz Chaim then goes into very strong words about how a sofer has to be very careful. Tzorich hasofer lizor b'zemod. One has to be very careful about this, and he brings down the language of the Baruch Sha'amar. Lafuke mikol hasofrim burim, as opposed to all those boorish sofers, shemekatsrin hatzavo shel alamed, that shorten the neck of the lamed, that vav, and va'osan al alamed k'min yud, and they make a little top of the lamed, like the letter yud, and he says this is very bad. And why did they do this? Because they weren't careful to leave enough space in between one line and the next line. You're supposed to really leave a line of space in there, and because they didn't leave enough space, they have to shorten it so it doesn't run into the line above them. He says this is a very big problem. And he writes, in addition, the rokeach, cost of behedja, sheyesh lichtov al alamed, k'movav lo yud. The rokeach also said the top of the lamed has to be a vav and not a little bit of a yud. And he brings down, this is the opinion of the Rabbeinu Simcha in the name of B'Shem HaChosid, and he further says, Re'isi sofrim burim, that there are these incompetent, boorish sofrim, k'shetoin, they're not careful, and they're intending to write a lamed, and instead they write the beginning of a kuf, because there's a similarity in the base of a kuf, there's in the lamed, or vice versa, and they try to correct it, that can really be a big problem. And therefore, it could be making the entire tefillin puzzle. So one has to be very medactic and careful, and that's why we pointed out so many times already that one has to only buy tefillin from a very erlich and kosher sofer who's a baki and very knowledgeable in all of these halachos. Now we'll start Chazar Shirt on the tefillin, number 4. We're chazaring now Simin Lamed, and that talks about the proper time to put on the tefillin. And the earliest time that one can put on the tefillin is Mishehischil Hayom Lahoyer, at the beginning that the sun comes out. Not actually the sun coming out, that is Neitzachama, but when you can see the light of the sun, some point in time after dawn. This time is determined when you can detect or recognize a person who's not your good friend, but also somebody that you do know enough, that he can be recognized at a distance of 4 amos. Exactly what amount of time after dawn this is, before Neitzachama, before the sun rise. So the post can have many different opinions, and it ranges somewhere from about 30 to 60 minutes, we talked about this in great detail, before the sun rises. And obviously, the earlier you choose to put on your tefillin, or sometimes you don't have the choice, you're going to be yotze less shitos, but certainly as long as you're wearing them eventually, after that period of time, you're yotze 100%. One is forbidden, however, to put on the tefillin when it's definitely nighttime, because we're concerned that you may forget and fall asleep, and then you'll have the problems with wearing tefillin at night, which is that you'll pass gas or that you will not be able to control yourself properly. We did point out a great kula from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal that under certain situations when a person absolutely is getting up very early in the morning and he will not have time to put on the tefillin at a later point in time, he can possibly put them on early in the morning, even before the dawn has risen, because the chiyuv to put on tefillin technically is allowed at nighttime, and if this is the only way that the person can be yotzei, so in a bidyevit situation, that might be acceptable. That led also as well to another kula, that if a person was wearing the tefillin in the afternoon and it became night, he doesn't have to take them off as long as he's going to be awake. He can't sleep at all, but as long as he's going to be awake, he doesn't have to take them off. You don't paskin this in front of a group of people. You shouldn't do this in front of people because they'll misunderstand this. But if you're alone by yourself in the house, if for whatever the reason you have to wear your tefillin, so then one is permitted to do so. If the purpose of you wearing your tefillin was to protect them, there was no other way to protect them, then you're even allowed to say this halacha out loud and teach people this halacha. However, there were mekubalim that were very, very strict about not wearing the tefillin at all on night, and they were medakdek to take them off always before the shkia and not to put them on until the earliest opportunity halachically in the morning. The mechaber also brought down that if a person is going on the road, he's traveling in the morning, he can put on the tefillin, if that's the only time that he'll be able to put on the tefillin easily because he's traveling, and not make the bracha then, and only when it becomes the appropriate time to make the bracha, the appropriate zman for hanachas tefillin, he can just adjust the tefillin, make the bracha at that point in time. Many minyanim have to do this, especially when we have early minyanim in the winter time who have to go and daven before the ideal time for hanachas tefillin, so they'll start davening, and they'll daven even past Shmoneh Esrei sometimes, and when it's Zman Hanochas Tefillin, everybody will adjust the tefillin, and again, be yotzei the mitzvah in that way, make the bracha at that point in time. Again, that's only a bidyevet type of a situation, one should not do that lechatchila. Even though you're not allowed to wear the tefillin at nighttime, you technically are allowed to write tefillin at nighttime, because technically Laila is Zman Tefillin, And this is even lechatchila. Ein lochush b'zeh mishum tas v'lomer osu. We don't have to be concerned over here that this is something that, since it's not the time for tefillin, and the tefillin are made, then it's as if they're already made when it's not the mitzvah time. That's tas v'lomer osu, but that doesn't apply over here because technically lailu isman tefillin. We only don't wear the tefillin at night because of the concern of shema yofiach. If a person did not put on his tefillin during the daytime for whatever the reason, most probably an ones of some sort, and now it's the Bein HaShemashos period of time, he definitely should put on the tefillin during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, and he's even allowed to make a bracha on them. How long this twilight Bein HaShemashos is also a machlokis amongst the poskim, but certainly in the first 10-15 minutes after the sun has set, one certainly can qualify that as Bein HaShemashos still. By accident, the person did put on his tefillin too early and made the bracha on them, and now he realizes it was too early, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. And this is true even if it was nighttime. For example, a person took advantage of the kula that we mentioned previously, and he put on his tefillin too early in the morning because he would have no alternative, and he forgot himself. He's so used to putting on his tefillin, he makes a bracha. Eino chozer mevorech ala tefillin kishiyagi esmanim. He does not have to make a new bracha when the right time to put on the tefillin comes. This is based upon the principle of safek brachos lahakel. When in doubt, in regards to a bracha that's a derabbanon, as the tefillin bracha is, don't make the bracha. If one is wearing his tefillin on Erev Shabbos, and suddenly it's turning into Shabbos, the right time has come, and there's no way for him to take off his tefillin, he is allowed to keep the tefillin on his head. He should cover them up until he reaches a place where he can safely take off the tefillin and put them there. The Mechaber finally concludes this siman, and he says, Yesh mish omer shim hispalo tefillas arvis mibod yom, ad shelo niach tefillin. If somebody daven marav early, you're allowed to daven marav after plag ha-mincha. You should daven mincha then in that situation before plag ha-mincha. But if you daven marav early while it's still daytime outside, and you realize you didn't put on tefillin or you didn't have tefillin until then, the Mechaber brings down that some people say, Ein lo l'hanicham acher kach, then it's too late to put on tefillin. However, l'halacha, many poskim disagree with this and say that if you haven't yet put on tefillin during the day, you certainly should put on tefillin now because it technically is still day. If, however, you have put on tefillin already and you just wanted to put them on again, then you shouldn't do it because then you should be concerned for the shita of the mechaber. And in fact, if you haven't put on tefillin, you can still put on the tefillin in that situation even up until the time of Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out, because the mitzvah tefillin is a mitzvah saseh midaraisa all day long. And here we go with the principle sofik daraisa l'chumra. When in doubt about a mitzvah daraisa, did you perform it, you go and form the mitzvah, even if it may be the second time that you're doing it because of this doubt. Only by brachos for that mitzvah do we say sofik brachos l'hakil. And certainly, if the tzibur had davened early, but you didn't daven with them, you absolutely, in that situation, certainly should put on tefillin with the bracha, since you haven't yet been yotzi the mitzvah. But here too, if you already had put on tefillin and had been yotzi the bracha, then don't go and put the tefillin on again if the tzibur has already davened marv. Simin lamed aleph, we learn the din that we do not put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Also laniach tefillin b'Shabbos v'yom tovim. One doesn't put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif because they themselves, Shabbos and Yontif, are in os, and the tefillin are in os, and it would be mezalzel, it would lessen somewhat the importance that we give to the os of Shabbos and Yontif if we were to also have the os of tefillin on at the same time. Therefore, if you put on your tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif and you're doing it l'shei mitzvah, you're actually over bal tosef. So therefore, the tefillin aren't used on Shabbos or Yontif. So are you allowed to move or touch the tefillin? Are they muktza? So technically, one shouldn't move one's tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif because it's a kli shemalachto le'isur, it's a utensil that is not used for any purpose that is permissible on Shabbos because it's usur to wear your tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, you shouldn't move it. However, if you need the place where the tefillin are, or you somehow need the tefillin themselves for something, then one is permissible to move them on Shabbos, just as with any kli shemalachto le'isur. What possible purpose would you have in using the tefillin? So let's say you're learning Hilchos Tefillin, and you need to take out a pair of tefillin to look and understand the halachos of tefillin, which is certainly permissible to learn on Shabbos. So the halacha brewer brings down that that would be certainly permissible to even use your tefillin on Shabbos, to pick them up, examine them, and look at them in order to help you understand the learning of the halachos of tefillin. Likewise, if you saw that the tefillin are in a place where they're going to get damaged, they're going to get ruined, so you would also be allowed to move them as well. The halacha brewer also brings down an additional point that even for people that wear tefillin by mincha on a daily basis, they shouldn't wear their tefillin by mincha on Erev Shabbos, again because of the concern that you're wearing it so close to the shkia, you may forget yourself or run into problems with wearing tefillin on Shabbos. The same din applies as well as Erev Yontif by mincha. On Yontif Sheni of Galuyos here in Chutz Laaretz, we also do not put on tefillin. And that leads to the big question, what about Chol HaMoed? We brought down in great detail the machlokas between the Ramah, who says that Ashkenazim do put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and many, many other poskim, including Ashkenazic poskim, who do not put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And that is the opinion as well of the Mechaber, and therefore Svardim, not to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And those that do follow the Ramah and put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so they don't make a bracha, again, because of this idea of Sofik brachos lahakel, and if they do wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin all year round, so the minog is not to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because mimonoshach, maybe you're not supposed to, and even if you are supposed to, this may not be the right tefillin, so you have a svek svek over here, a double sofek, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are not put on Chol HaMoed. We pointed out that those that do put on the Rashi tefillin on Chol HaMoed, even though they don't make a bracha, they shouldn't make any sort of a separation, any sort of a hefsek between putting on the shoyad and the shorosh, even though there is no bracha, still one should put them on as close as possible together, the Shoyad and the Shorosh. As opposed to under normal circumstances when you can't even answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba because of Hefsek in the Bracha between the Shoyad and the Shorosh, on Chol HaMoed, when you're not making a Bracha, you would be allowed to answer those types of things that you're allowed to answer when you put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin and certain Amens, Yehesh Mei Rabba, Kedusha, etc., Baruch Hu, that would be permissible. This will conclude today's Shia.